Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Rambles. It's Anita. I know, I'm bad about hosting my show on any day but Sunday. But some Sundays, I do get it right, and I really appreciate you guys listening, both on iTunes and on the Blog Talk website. So, thank you for listening. And with all the stuff going on, the Kavanaugh thing. And this episode is about Camille Olivia Hanks Cosby, Bill Cosby's wife. I know, it's like, why are you doing a show about her? But she's an interesting person, and oddly enough, she reminds me of Cajun King's wife. So, let me go. I'm not going to talk about the story, the Ballad of Cajun King. Got another topic another day. But with Camille, she's such an interesting woman. Because like Julie Chen, I don't know why I was saying Connie, but like Julie Chen, she stayed with a cheating husband. Unlike Julie Chen, she's been married to this man for 54 years, married him as a teenager. Like, they lost kids. They had kids die together. And again, I'm not saying she's right. Like, your husband drugged women to have sex with them and stayed. When women were calling the house, like I was reading an article about Beverly Johnson being drugged by Cosby. And much like I did with Cajun King, no, he never drugged me. But you're going to call to cuss the guy out when he does something wrong or when he lies. That's the female mentality. You know, bust the window, cuss him out. Now the really crazy chicks go for the machetes or knives. I was watching Deadly Women last night. Felt so bad for one of the girls. It was a legitimate kill. I know people say murder is wrong, but I understand why she did it. It wasn't just a crazy woman. But anyway, so Beverly called and Camille picked up the phone. And like Cajun Queen told me, not the first time. It's true. It's not. That's the sixth thing. It is not the first time you had to condone your husband's cheating. It's not the first time you had mistresses call. Yana Van Zandt made this really great quote about cheating, and it stuck with me about how the first time's not, but every time after, it's not. And it's true. And by then, Camille and Bill were married for like 20 plus years because this was in the 80s. Because according to the article, and yes, I will look up the article right now, even on my computer. But she's talked about this a lot. Okay, it was a Vanity Fair article. And I will even give you the date. So it was a Vanity Fair article dated December 11th, 2014. And it was in, according to her, it was in the mid-80s. So mid would be 84 to like 87. But Camille and Bill married, according to Wikipedia, on January 25th, 1964, and depending on if you use Vanity Fair or any other website, Camille was 19. Keep that in mind. And I know there will be some listeners, and I sort of agree. Well, 19-year-olds in the 60s aren't like 19-year-olds now, this century. Totally agree, but still. She was 19 when she got married to this guy. And this was in a time when till death do you part was true. Even though I do find it interesting people talk about the Bible and the whole, you know, husband's the king. And even though in the Bible it says you can divorce for adultery. But another topic, another day. So, these people are at the Emerald anniversary right now. And they had another kid die. I'm not trying to be cavalier about Anessa's death this year, or about innocence. And I don't know what it is about them giving their kids names to start with E. Like, five kids, and you named every one of them with a name that started with an E. Was that her favorite letter? And her name didn't even start with an E. But again, another topic, another day. So it's just, that's what she was taught, you know. Her family, well, both of their families came from, well, obviously, duh, you know, most black people. Wanda Sykes was the exception. Her family became free because one of her ancestors was a white woman and slavery was lineage on the mom's side, for those who are wondering. But you know, her family went to college at a time when people couldn't read. She was going to college when they met, and then she started popping out kids. He was the only thing she knows. And I know that sounds silly, but they've been married for 54 years. Does she even know how to write a paycheck? I mean, this woman got married at a time when single women, married women, could not write that. They had very limited rights. So she depended on her husband. And I'm not knocking, you know, if you have a healthy marriage, you do have a level of interdependence with your spouse. But let's say she had a divorced him when the first rape happened in the, according to Wikipedia. Yes, I quote Wikipedia. Allegedly, the first one happened when she was barely married. It happened in the 60s, so their oldest daughter is like 53 now. So if it happened when she was in, you don't have a degree, you have limited resources as a woman of color in the 60s. What was she going to do? And then her parents probably didn't approve. And again, this is going to sound classist, not racist. Class, because her family were college educated. You married an older guy who was a comic when you were a freshman in college. Hearing that out loud, I don't have kids. But, yeah, that's, the parents probably were like, hashtag, I mean, he was becoming successful. Like, a little after they got married, he did make some comedy records, but still, you were in college. You know how hard, and yes, I am going to sound like a black parent, even though your ancestors fought for the right to vote, and we went to college. I mean, they mainly could go to HBCUs, and I graduated from an HBCU, but that was the only college. And even getting in back then, the schools for poor people, I don't know if her grandparents were poor, but it was a lot more work then because it was pre-Board of Education. I mean, she was a child when Board of Education said separate but equal was not equal. So to go through those issues back then to go to college, so your kids could go to college and continue that generational legacy. I know some of the issues, but we did all this so you could marry a comic at 19. What? I mean, I don't know. Maybe she was pregnant and had a miscarriage. I wasn't there. I wasn't born. But, yeah. Or flip side, even if they supported it, it was during a time and still going on. The breadwinner, he's stressed. He's not home. He protects our lifestyle. I looked the other way. You know, no man's perfect. Only God can judge. You know, I feel like really bratty, but yeah, some women have that. You know, like that was like occasional. Like she told me, he keeps us in a nice car. And then again, this was a time she didn't even finish college, according to Google. Didn't finish her PhD until the 90s. So took to kids growing up. You don't, you finish high school, but you have a couple of kids. She was sort of stuck. That makes you feel bad. And again, I'm not trying to condone her actions, but like I was telling a friend, she may have morally compromised herself by staying because the lifestyle and what she was taught about men, it's just like, and I do not like that saying, boys will be boys, but who's to say her dad didn't cheat? We weren't there. I'm not saying he did it, but it is a question. Maybe she was taught that was okay. Maybe it was her pride. It's like, I don't want to prove my parents right. You know, he's sleeping with groupies. If I go home and leave, they're going to give that speech that, you know, I just gave a few minutes ago. It's like, we told you not to be with them. You wanted to be with them, and now you want to bring all these kids here. And speaking of, there was Ennis who died 21 years ago. Yeah. He died on it was January of 90, so it's hard to wait. You know, we watched one kid die of kidney issues and we had another one shot. We built a life. You can't, I mean, you could walk away and start over, because even when I talk about Cage, some of my friends were like, she could leave. And then Camille, yeah, she could, but that's hard. It is a very hard thing to leave a marriage when you built all this. They worked to build his career. I was just reading an article about how before the Cosby Show, and doing the Coke and Popsicle commercials, he was broke. And, you know, in his early 30s, and then he rebuilt his life. But I stuck through this. It was a Hollywood Reporter story from August 20th, 2014. I've been through all this with you since I was 19. I made peace with the adultery, but because that's what I was taught. You know, even taking away the race thing, a woman of that age was sort of taught to overlook, and there are women now who still do. You know, you depend on your husband. He's the breadwinner. You know, I don't expect monogamy. And I've heard that about monogamy not being natural. And I totally agree, but I do agree it's a level of commitment. And she's loyal to her husband. I don't know why. Maybe it's the reasons I listed before. We built a life. I'm not letting this happen. But like I was telling one of my friends, it's the equivalent of horses. I just got the 92nd month. But you hear hooves in the woods. You don't think zebra. You hear horse anywhere, you think horse is not zebra. So, the sleeping with other ones, don't bring home an STD. You know. But she did not expect him to drug. And she probably had that mentality of, well, why would you as a woman go to a man's house and accept a drink? And I agree. But he got the time now. And according to yesterday's Page Six and Reuters Today, he wants a new trial and she wants one. She's like, cases are missing. She doesn't want to believe that. She can believe the fact that her husband slept with other women, you know, came of age, but not this monster. I didn't see this monster. I reconciled his vices. But I did not reconcile this. And it's sad because this is a woman who lost, whose husband went to jail, and two children die, and her, the person she has built a life with, his life may end up being over. So, anyway, I'm Anita. And